Hello and welcome to PI in a Pod. In today's episode, we'll be talking to Andrew Dixon, who's the investment director at Aberdeen Standard Investments. Today, we're actually on site at the DC Insight Conference, where Aberdeen Standard Investments are hosting a workshop where they'll be talking about rethinking DC default design. Andrew is with me here today to discuss some of the topics that have come up in the workshop, as well as some of the questions that have been raised. So, Andy, your session was discussing DC default design and some of the principal challenges for DC pension providers. So I guess the first question that we have here is, can DC members' interests be determined from their behaviour?
Yes, I think so. Yeah. And we had a really engaged couple of sessions this morning at the event where we had the delegates all on tables and from a range of backgrounds, from being responsible for running pension schemes to trustees to advisors, etc. Mm-hmm. And that was certainly consensus that they have to recognise members' behaviours, but it may be a bit too soon at this juncture to have reliable data that would help inform fiduciaries. Mm-hmm. So theory, for example, suggests that investment portfolios should be designed with a predetermined outcome that includes, for example, taking tax-free cash, that captures all members' savings, irrespective of what the background and what the preferred outcome for those individual members are. So some members, for example, will only ever want to take all of the fund out as cash. Others will be very wholly reliant on the outcome to support their retirement income. So I think in summary, the session this morning just re-emphasised that the UK DC system has still got a way to go. There's still some immaturity in it in terms of having more reliable insight into what members' outcomes are desired across the whole scheme.
Okay. So the next question I have here is, should all DC members be treated equally?
Well, if you were a trustee, then you would probably answer yes, of course. Relating to the previous question, I think that should be challenged because different DC members will have different objectives. Some DC members won't know what their objectives are. And when it comes down to the overarching design of the arrangement, then the real challenge for the trustees and the fiduciaries is, so they have to have a design that captures everyone. I guess what we are looking to prompt some discussion on and focus on is, so what should the bias, if you like, be from the profile of the membership that informs that design? Should it be the assumption that everyone's going to take drawdown, or half the scheme membership are just only ever going to take cash? So what should be the key bias or the driver for that overarching design?
Okay, great. So should DC plans be responsive to different risk requirements?
Ideally, yes.
Yeah.
Ideally, yes. Again, the challenge is how that works in practice. So you can only have one default by nature, de facto, you can only have one default. I would argue that you could have multiple schemes with one default that you could, at the very least, use some kind of signage, if you like, or decision tree mechanism that would profile members to go into a particular route. For example, those that are never going to really save sufficiently or have other means may just want to take the whole pot as cash. Others that are really wholly dependent on that DC arrangement to support their retirement income, then their investment approach should be perhaps more aggressive, you know, and that they're going to need investment returns for longer, and they're going to continue to remain invested even when they stop working.
Yeah. So that's kind of like leading on to the topic that I heard you discussing with your table about segmenting them.
Yeah.
So how would you go about that?
And what came out of the discussion at the tables is that, and I've touched on this earlier, is that it would seem intuitively the right thing to do, but we're not there yet in terms of having reliable enough insight into what the member's profile is. There were some trustees during the discussion said that they actually used the word they feel it would be too dangerous at this juncture to adopt that approach. They have to treat all the members equally. The pension dashboard may be the first step to helping inform trustees and other DC fiduciaries to start looking at segmenting the membership to deliver the appropriate outcome for those different cohorts and different segments. So we're not there yet, but we're starting the journey of getting closer to being able to do this.
Okay.
I'm happy with that. So thank you very much for your time.
Oh, thank you for sitting down with me and speaking today. It's going to be a busy day, so thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.